Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 84 for Thursday, October 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended weaker as canola ran into some early resistance on the charts and traders began to position themselves ahead of Friday's Statistics Canada updated crop estimate. Most traders believe the StatsCan report will show larger supplies of canola than previously reported. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5.50 lower, with the most frequently traded November contract coming in at $470.50 per ton. Weakness in the U.S. soy complex and a stronger Canadian dollar were bearish for values. The harvest continues to advance across Western Canada with better yields than expected. However, farmer selling has been relatively slow, which underpinned the market. Commercial buying also supported prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 14 cents lower, with the November contract coming in at $8.77 per bushel. Prices corrected lower in the wake of a USDA report that trimmed estimates for this year's soybean production. Traders took the opportunity to grab profits before the weekend set in. On the flip side, better export sales have increased the market outlook moving forward. Harvest pressure was a feature. Corn was a cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.88 per bushel. Planting is expected to ramp up in Brazil now that October is here. The soil moisture conditions in Brazil are said to be very favorable right now. The weekly export sales in the U.S. were good. Harvest in the U.S. Corn Belt is expected to speed along into next week. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher. The most frequently traded November contract came in at $5.18 a bushel. Prices are still receiving support from yesterday's USDA report that predicted wheat supplies would not be as high as feared. They also got a boost from reports of excessively dry weather in the Black Sea and Australia. Russia has indicated it will cut its export tax beginning today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 1st in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.